this evidence must be overcome if Hoffman was to be freed. Leibowitz went himself to Staten Island and made discreet inquiries. He learned that besides Hoffman, a local man, Horatio Sherritt, a real estate dealer, the brother of the Republican District Party leader, had been identified near the murder spot on the afternoon of 25 March. Like Hoffman, he was dark-complexioned, wore tortoiseshell spectacles, and drove a Ford sedan. And, Leibowitz discovered, the police had been told to lay off Sherritt by District Attorney Falk. Hoffman, Leibowitz became convinced, was the victim of a chain of faulty circumstantial evidence and fabricated evidence of identification, exactly the sort of testimony which can result in a miscarriage of justice, and especially in the conviction of a man who, knowing the apparent strength of the case against him, sets out to fabricate an alibi. Slowly and carefully, Leibowitz picked a jury from the 150 talesmen. In his opening address, he referred quite casually to the presence of Horatio Sherritt near the scene of the crime, and from police patrolman Cosgrove, he drew the information that he had seen a Ford car nearby driven by Horatio Sherritt.